In this bulletin, the Prime Minister visits the Tasmanian community devastated by the death of five children in a tragic jumping castle incident. New South Wales breaks a daily COVID-19 case record. And in sport, England all-rounder Ben Stokes says his side's not giving up hope of an Ashes comeback in Adelaide. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has travelled to Tasmania to pay tribute to the five children who died in the jumping castle tragedy at Hillcrest Primary School. He and his wife, Jenny Morrison, joined mourners laying floral tributes and messages of support at the school. Mr. Morrison says an extra $800,000 will be provided to fund trauma counselling for the local Devonport community.
Australia is one with them. And we grieve with them and we mourn with them. And we want to do everything we possibly can to help them through this terrible, terrible, unthinkable, unimaginable tragedy. And we are providing $800,000 to support families and communities affected in counselling support, $250,000 for first responders, $550,000 for the broader community.
Tasmania has banned the use of jumping castles and inflatable amusement equipment in state schools until further notice. New South Wales is reporting a record 2,482 new COVID-19 cases and one additional death. It's the most daily infections recorded in any Australian state or territory since the pandemic began. Just 226 cases in New South Wales are confirmed to be the Omicron variant, but health authorities say it likely accounts for the majority of new infections. New South Wales Health's Dr. Christine Servi says residents can help to protect themselves from the new variant by getting a booster shot as soon as they're eligible and wearing masks in indoor settings where they can't socially distance.
We continue to see a rapid surge in the number of cases in New South Wales, with transmission occurring as a result of large numbers of people gathering for social functions in venues such as pubs and clubs. Some of these gatherings have led to large super-spreading events. New South Wales Health continues to remind everyone across the community to continue to practice COVID-safe behaviours.
Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded 1,504 new COVID-19 cases, South Australia has 73, and Queensland has 31. 18 new infections have been detected in the ACT, and one each in Tasmania and the Northern Territory. The New South Wales government has committed to criminalising the historically overlooked form of intimate abuse known as coercive control following an inquiry. The move is among 17 of the inquiry's 23 recommendations that the state government supports, with the other six being noted as further consideration continues. A standalone offence will be created to outlaw coercive control, which involves repeated patterns of abusive behaviour, including physical, sexual, psychological, emotional, or financial. Legislation to combat coercive control is being considered or is in the process of becoming law in every state and territory in Australia. Australia's new Antarctic vessel, RSV Noiena, has been officially launched at the Hobart docks ahead of her maiden voyage to the continent. The $529 million ship is scheduled to depart on Monday, with 67 expeditioners and crew to refuel at Casey Station and begin several new marine science projects. At 160 metres long, the Noiena is almost twice as big as Australia's previous Antarctic supply vessel, the 90-metre Aurora Australis. To sport, and England all-rounder Ben Stokes says his side isn't out of the second men's Ashes test despite a dismal performance on day two. Lightning and rain spared England any further losses on Friday when Australia racked up 473 for 9 before reducing England to 17 for 2 at stumps. Stokes says the road back is a long one, but he's not giving up.
Yeah, I mean, it's never ideal, but I think you just got to love the dirt when you get that deep and understand what you're playing for. And I think as well, obviously, the reason why, you know, the Australians are wearing the black armband today, it puts a lot of things into perspective.
And now tomorrow's weather. Sunny in Perth and 26 degrees, a possible shower in Adelaide and 22, showers and a possible storm becoming windy in Melbourne and 25, showers increasing in Hobart and 24 degrees, a few showers and a possible storm in Canberra and 28, a possible shower or storm in Wollongong and 31, the same for Sydney and 34 degrees, a possible late storm in Newcastle and 35, mostly sunny in Brisbane and 30, partly cloudy in Cairns with a top of 33 degrees, and mostly sunny in Darwin and 35. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.